Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show, No Real Boundaries, as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, your consumer advocate. I deliver that every day. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 206-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. And while I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, see this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Today is one for the ages. It is National Goof Off Day, observed annually on March 22nd. Our research indicates that this day is also known as International Goof Off Day. It's a day to relax, enjoy, and goof off. Do something fun. Leave the work until tomorrow. Everybody, wouldn't that be National Procrastination Day? Just thinking. Everybody needs to take a break from time to time. So often, so easy to get involved in the work and pressures of our lives. So stop, take a break, find something that you enjoy doing, and do it. Go goof off. Well, I guess I better do that after I do the radio broadcast today. So maybe I'll look for the National Bavarian Crepe Day today. Look at the National Bavarian Crepes. They look good. Ooh, where are you going to get some of those yummies? Looking at the markets today, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 2 points, pretty flat right there. Oil off 48 cents a barrel. Could be because they've got a much bigger growth in the reserves than was anticipated in the numbers came out this morning. And we're also looking at the 10-year treasury, and I've been sharing this with you. Watch that 10-year treasury. Very, very interesting numbers on the 10-year treasury right now. Just because with what's going on in the markets, what's going on in Washington, D.C., with the confusion over the health care bill, the U.S. 10-year treasury is down to 2.40. If you've been thinking about refinancing and you haven't taken action yet, I'm going to highly recommend that in the next 24 hours, you might want to get that underway. Start making some decisions right there if you can. Get locked in. Now, I'm not saying that interest rates are going to go up or they're going to go down, but I will talk about that in a little bit, especially in light of what some of the industry experts are speaking of with regard to interest rates. I'm just saying that when opportunity knocks, take it. The beauty of what's going on in the marketplace right now is you have the opportunity to lock in a rate. That's a good idea. And with our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, rates drop significantly. You can change that rate and get a lower rate. You can reduce it. If rates go up, you're not committed. Pretty simple. There's no to worry about them going up on you. Just thought right there for you. I'm just going to share that with you to think about. Freedom Caucus. Freedom Caucus. Unbelievable. After all these years, you've got these group of loons in the Republican Party, about 30 of them, out there bashing the health care bill. Now, they've had all these years to come up with something better on their own, but all they're capable of doing is being obstructionists. And you have to wonder, at what point in time do their constituents get tired of that? So they're threatening to formally oppose the American Health Care Act. That would be the Rand Plan that we're looking at getting for repealing the Unaffordable Care Act, getting something better. They understand, they've been told just like the rest of us, that it's a three-part process. But they want what they want now. They don't want to ever wait and work with anybody. They think that they're 30 because they can hold certain things up. They just feel that the idea with what they're doing is to be obstructionist. They are led by obstructionist and in my opinion, right-wing loon Rand Paul, Senator Mike Lee from Utah, unbelievable. A few others there. Those are senators on it. Then you've got the 30 representatives out there causing trouble. Be interesting to see if the president can do a little strong arming because some of these folks are coming to the White House today. We'll see what happens there. Talking about loons, how about the loons in the media? Hard to believe this one. We like to watch going on out there in the news. Got a horrible, horrible story. And because it doesn't fit the national mainstream media, their dialogue of what they want, they don't cover it. So Did you see what happened? Maryland, in a Maryland high school, a student allegedly attacked an illegal immigrant. And think of this one. The illegal immigrant is a 19-year-old freshman. 18-year-old freshman. The other individual is 17 years old. And they attacked a 14-year-old freshman. They pushed her into the boys' bathroom, raped, sodomized, and the mainstream media won't even cover it because they don't want anybody to know that anything bad happens with illegal immigrants. All they want to do is press the narrative that it's the that nobody wants immigrants. Well, no, it's not people that do things the legal way. And they don't want to report anything that's anything other than what's in their narrative. Unbelievable. Hard to believe. And then you get the our lovely governor down there in Washington. He went to Washington looking to get some support. Didn't need any of the support, but looking to get some support for this flooding. And think about that. Now he's out there talking about people who are going to die with the Unaffordable Care Act is repealed. And this is a dangerous policy. And nobody's read it. Now, you got to love that one, that nobody's read it. This comes from the governor who sits, 30, 40, 50 miles from Nancy Pelosi, who told us you have to pass the bill before you can, you have to pass it before you can read it. That's that governor. That's the one. Hard to believe. And then, unreal. This bill happens to be, 60, 70 pages long? The Unaffordable Care Act, 2,400 pages long. And he's saying, well, nobody's read it. Maybe it's just because he can't read. I'm going to suggest that because I know he's got some serious problems. Obviously, you just listen to him, and you know that there's serious problems there. But now California and the city of Berkeley want to stop anybody that does any bidding or supplies in parts for the border wall that the majority of the country wants. Unbelievable. Think about it. I don't know where these people come from, but it is what it is. It is the state of confusion. Oh, amazing. Sears, they're in the news once again. Sears Holdings Corp., once one of the largest U.S. retailers, warned about its ability to continue as a going concern after years of losses and declining sales. According to their historic operating results indicate substantial doubt exists related to the company's ability to continue as a going concern, according to their annual report for the fiscal year ended January 28th. $15 an hour minimum wage. Sounds like a good idea there, huh? Company lost $2.22 billion in the year to January 28th. Since 2013, it has accumulated $7.4 billion in losses and seen revenue fall 44% to $22.1 billion. Total liabilities stand at $13.19 billion. Now, Sears placed some of its stores into a real estate investment trust, put some brands up for sale, and repeatedly raised debt from paid Sears, $2.6 billion for stores that it purchased, many of which were then leased back to the retailer. The company said last month it would cut costs by $1 billion and reduce debt and pension obligations by at least $1.5 billion this year. Sears, American icon, going by the wayside. It is on death watch. It is just a matter of time until Sears is no longer on the street. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, Americans are dying with an average of $62,000 in debt. Ooh, yikes. That's a serious one. What are the experts saying about mortgage? 7 personal finance tips from Warren Buffett. Glad to see your kids are listening, Jacqueline. I love the idea of having the little ones listening to what we are doing. We try and give some fair and honest news that they're not hearing somewhere else. Remember, reach us anytime. Our fair number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute Day being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, not the fast pass pre-approval. You get to go into a loan or purchase contract. No loan contingencies. You gotta love that idea. So you're making a purchase as if you're a cash buyer. Like that. What are the experts saying about mortgage rates? Well, mortgage rates have gone up over the last few months, and projections are that they will continue their upswing throughout 2017. What impact will this have on the housing market? So here's some of the experts are saying. Lori Goodman, co-director of Urban Institute's Housing Finance Policy Center, quote, 1984, 1994, 2000, and 2013. Every time we have rate increases, we have increases in nominal home prices. We expect this to be more pronounced as there is a big demand and supply gap at the present time, quote. Scott Anderson, chief economist for Bank of the West, quote, the tightening labor market, rising wage growth, high levels of consumer confidence, and a millennial generation with pent-up demand for housing should allow the housing market to weather the storm of gradually rising interest rates. Ivy Zelman in her latest Z report. Although we strongly believe the housing supply-demand imbalance for single-family homes will continue to drive above average home price appreciation, just as falling mortgage rates aided pricing power on the margin in recent months, we expect the opposite effect to become evident in the coming months. As such, we project year-end home price inflation of 4.8% for 2017 and 4.1% for 2018, unquote. The bottom line on that one, the longer you wait to sell, the more you're going to get for your property. So if you wait 100 years, you're going to get more than you'll get today. Is it time for you to move on? That's the question. Bob Walters, President and Chief Operating Officer of retail mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Quote, a modest increase in mortgage rates won't have much of an effect. Purchases. A buyer may need to slightly reevaluate which homes they can afford, but it's not likely to make an impact on qualifying in most cases. First America's Chief Economist, Mark Fleming. Quote, our survey data shows that mortgage rates will have to be significantly higher to have any meaningful impact. The house buying power that borrowers have, even with rates below 5%, still remains historically strong, unquote. So are you seeing where we're heading with all of these different individuals? The bottom line with all of these people is that they're telling us interest rates are going to go up. If you're thinking about selling, now might be a great time, especially depending upon what you're looking to do. If you're thinking about selling your home, now's a great time to do it because prices, there's not a lot of inventory. We just saw a new housing report come this morning on the resale market. And that report was basically telling us that there's not a lot of inventory out there. The longer that we wait and have low inventory, the better off we're going to be on the house sales, just because the idea here, as long as there's low inventory and we see demand continuing to increase and interest rates are not prohibitive for us people getting a loan, we're going to continue to see these movements in the marketplace, and we're going to continue to see where people are continually wanting to buy new homes, get new homes, move on with their lives. A lot of benefits coming for a lot of people. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friend over at Gold Star Mortgage. So Robert Mott is out traveling today, so we're going to try and see if we can do a little bit of wine conversation without Robert in the house. A guide to wine and dessert pairings. Where do you think I would go if it wasn't talking about wine and desserts? You got to love it. Great deal of information out there on pairing wine, the perfect food, with the perfect food, whether it's pasta, steak, or seafood. But what if you're going out to treat yourself to the perfect dessert? Which wine would you pair with the delicious sweet confection that you use from the menu? This guide is going to help you with different categories of desserts, including some reasons why the wines go perfectly with it. Next time you order with a friend, you'll be able to get the combination, taste, and your waiter will think you're an expert in wine pairing. Sugar cookies and shortbread cookies, a light, perhaps even sparkling beverage, or a good Prosecco wine. Jelly-filled cookies, a sweet, fizzy wine with fruity flavor like Moscato d'Asti. That was one my mom likes. Ginger snaps, pumpkin spice, a rich, sweet wine like Rutherglen Muscat. Pecan sandies, peanut butter cookies, and cookie with nut. Sweet, strong wines with nutty flavors like Malmsey Madeira. I need Robert Mott to pronounce these things for me. Chocolate cake or chocolate chip cookies. There's mine. I can just remember this. Zinfandel, Cabernet Sauvignon, Banyuls, which is a naturally sweet. Pavlova, a light sparkling wine like Moscato d'Asti. Strawberry shortcake, a palate cleansing wine like Extra Dry Prosecco. Red velvet cake, a wine like Mora, a Cabernet Sauvignon from California. Classic chocolate Hershey bars, Merlot logos. Caramel candy apples, a sweet buttery wine like Trinity Hill, Gimlet Gravel Chardonnay from New Zealand. Colorful sweet sour candy, Sour Patch Kids, a floral aromatic Pinot Gris or Grigio or Segacio's Pinot. Peanut butter candy, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, almonds, slightly fruity drink like Emilio Lustau. Frozen desserts. Vanilla ice cream, any of the late harvest Zinfandels, chocolate ice cream. We're going to go with the red, slightly sparkling wine with flavors like strawberries or raspberries. We better have Robert check in this one and see what he has to say on this for us. So I'm going to set this one aside. Maybe if Robert's back next week, if he's back from his travels, we'll get him to pipe in on that one. California wine, making the case for half bottles. I saw this article. For those of us who want a glass of wine with dinner, a half bottle seems the perfect size to share. We don't have to worry about leftovers. Leftovers? Isn't that leftovers of wine? Where's that ever come from? I don't know about that concept. You just finish the bottle or put one of those air corks in it. So I don't have to worry about any leftovers being bad or the temptation of drinking more than we intended. Sure, dessert wines and desserts come in a small bottles. Regular wine, yeah, we like ones. That seems counterintuitive. Half bottle, perfect for sharing and less expensive to buy than their full-size counterparts. Yet half bottles are rarely seen on restaurant wine lists, market shelves, or in winery tasting rooms. Turns out they're great for consumers, but cost more, less, for restaurants and stores to carry and wines to produce. 375 ml bottles are out there, though, and some very good wines are available in the smaller format. Village Bistro and Wine Bar in San Jose's Santana Row may have one of the largest half-bottle collections, 93 of them, in the Bay Area. Visit the restaurant and the impressive collection. Front and center in the bar, people are really shocked. They sell much wines in half bottles, according to one of their people there. I carry most of the Duckhorn wine in half bottles. Smaller bottles work especially well for couples when one drinks white and one drinks red, or diners who want more choices during the meal. Just get a couple of bottles and have fun with it. That's the bottom line on that one. Yeah, moving right along. Yeah, I like this one. Tips for the home. Research shows that eating chocolate cake for breakfast is good for the brain and the waistline. Nothing like a nice piece of chocolate cake, and most of us have likely been tempted by that. Look at me. I haven't been tempted. I just go out for it. Enjoy it. I don't know how this fits in with our wine segment, but have a glass of wine and a piece of chocolate cake for breakfast. You'll enjoy it. No one's watching. No one's looking, so don't worry about it. A study finds red wine compounds slow aging in muscles and neurons. Research found that resveratrol could decrease the adverse impact of age on motor function. Resveratrol's reputation as a polyphenol fountain of youth found in grape skins, berries, and other foods may improve heart health and reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease, cancer, obesity, and other health risks. But studies focusing on whether it could actually slow the aging process have been inconsistent. Well, we'll just have to watch that one for you. Maybe we could be a case study for you. A new study by researchers at Virginia Tech Carilion School of Medicine and Research Institute found evidence that resveratrol can protect neural connections in the brain and muscle fibers from the adverse effects of aging. What more could you ask for? I found that study. We'll stick with it. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, I guess Wine Wednesday is going to have to wait until later. Americans dying with an average of $62,000 in debt, and 7 personal finance tips from Warren Buffett. But that and a lot more. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing. missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the Your Credit Matters segment A, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, N-E-S-T, NEST, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. You can also text that same number, NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, and you can actually go right there and you'll be able to find out what the latest sales are in your property. You'll get a message every time a home is sold in your neighborhood. What do you think about that idea? Americans are dying with an average of $62,000 of debt. So you're probably going to die with some debt in your name. Most people do. And 73% of consumers had outstanding debt when they were reported as debt, according to December 2016 data provided by Credit.com and by the credit bureau Experian. Those consumers carried an average total balance of $61,554, including mortgage debt, without home loans. The average balance was $12,875. The $12,875 to me is the number that's meaningful. I think everybody should pass away with mortgage debt, just because I believe heavily in the reverse mortgage. Talked about that before. I also like the idea of taking your income and taking money out of your property whenever possible and putting it into some of those safe, secure investments, not the 401k and not the IRA that are geared for charging you and making you pay more in tax money. I like going into some of the other funds that are tax deferred, maybe some of the life insurance programs that Al Manfrey talks to us about. Data is based on Experian's File One database, which includes 220 million consumers. There are about 242 million adults in the U.S., according to the 2015 estimate. from the Census Bureau. Among the 73% of consumers who had debt when they died, about 68% had credit card balances. The most common kind of debt was mortgage debt, student loans, 6%. If you didn't care yesterday about the student loan, make sure you take a listen to that one. You go to Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, or it should be up on ronsiegelradio.com in the archives either now or it will be in the next couple of days. The program on student loan debt and how to consolidate that and how to deal with that. So there's some great information there. Average unpaid balances on credit cards, $4,531. Auto loans, $17,111. Personal loans, almost $14,800. Student loans, $25,400. A lot of debt, and it doesn't disappear when someone dies. So what's happened to debt after you die? For the most part, your debt dies with you, but that doesn't mean it won't affect the people you leave behind. Debt belongs to the deceased person or that person's estate, according to one of the local estate planning attorneys. If someone has enough assets to cover their debts, the creditors get paid, and beneficiaries receive whatever remains. But if there aren't enough assets to satisfy debts, creditors lose out. They may get some but not all of what they're owed. Family members, we understand to be the rules. Make sure you consult with an estate planning attorney. General idea, but things are not always that straightforward. The type of debt you have, where you live, and the value of your estate significantly affects the complexity of the situation. For example, federal student loan debt is eligible for cancellation upon a borrower's death, but private student loan companies tend not to offer the same benefit. They can go after the borrower's estate for payment. Lots of ways things can get messy. Say your only asset is a home other people live in. That asset must be used to satisfy debts, whether it's the mortgage on that home or a lot of credit card debt, meaning the people who live there may have to take over the mortgage, or your family may need to sell the home in order to pay creditors. Accounts with co-signers or co-applicants can also result in the debt falling on someone else's shoulders. Community property states where spouses share ownership of property also handle debts acquired during a marriage a little differently. It's one thing if the beneficiaries are relatives that don't need money, but if your beneficiaries are a surviving spouse, a minor child, people like that who depend on you for welfare, then life insurance is a great way to provide additional money in the estate to pay debt. That doesn't make a mess of your estate, is to stay out of it. You can keep tabs on your debt by viewing a free snapshot of your credit report. We can give that to you. In addition to sticking to a budget that helps you live below your means, you may also want to consider getting life insurance and meeting with an estate planning attorney to make sure everything's covered in the event of your death. If you're worried about leaving behind debt after death, well, we can give you some guidance and some planning on that one as well. Poor planning can leave your loved ones some significant stress. For example, if you don't have a will or a designate beneficiary of your assets, the law in your state of residence becomes the executor of your estate. Or they look out, do you really want the state of California to be your executor? If you don't write a will, your state of residence will write one for you should you pass away. Odds are the state laws and your wishes are probably a little bit different. It can also get expensive to have these matters determined by courts. And administrative costs get paid before creditors and beneficiaries. And the administrative costs are based on the total assets. They don't deduct the liabilities at that point. For more information on this or to meet some great individuals that can help you with these concepts and this planning, just give me a call, 800-306-1990. I know we've talked to Josh Ramirez on the broadcast before. He's shared some of this information with us. Al Manfrey has talked about this. Josh and Laura Meyer have been great resources for our listeners as well. In fact, I think Laura's scheduled in here sometime next month. And we're going to talk about special needs children and how you have to be careful of what's going on with the special needs youth with respect to trust and how you don't want to mess up any of their benefits that they may have. More reporting on this one. We talked about this a little bit earlier, maybe even last week, about some guidelines meaning higher credit scores for 12 million Americans. The credit scores for 12 million Americans may get a boost beginning July 1. That's when the three major credit agencies, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, plan to stop using certain negative information in credit reports, including tax liens and civil judgments. NerdWallet.com financial analyst Liz Weston explained the changes and steps consumers can take to boost their credit scores. This information was problematic to start with. It was causing lots of disputes. It was getting in the way of loans closing, according to Weston. Because of those issues, Weston says it was decided not to include that information on credit reports. So the three credit bureaus got together and said, you know what? This is a pain in the rear end. Let's get rid of it. And FICO went in, which is the FICO's leading credit scoring company, and looked at the changes and said, you know what? There's no material effect on the score's ability to take risk. So why not take this information away and start over? Well, I understand you have to have credit and use credit to have a good credit score, but you don't have to carry debt. That's a huge myth. So if you get a credit card, use it regularly but lightly, pay it off in full every month. That's going to build your score, or those student loans that are dragging around, that's actually helping their scores as well if they can pay them on time. And we've talked about many, many strategies for paying your debt. Again, I highly recommend leaving a little bit of debt on your credit cards at the time of the statement closing date, but pay it in full right after that if you can. So you make one payment right before the statement closing date, majority of your payment, pay the balance of it right after the statement closing date, but before the payment due date. And that's a strategy for maximizing your credit score and not making any real changes, really, when you think about it. We're not paying a whole lot of money, or any money even in many instances, to send out checks. It's not like you're writing checks or putting a stamp on them. You're going on your online on your bank's banking program. And that's where you should be doing it if you want to avoid or minimize the risk of having your mail stolen, your identity stolen. See, when you mail a check out, and I know there's a lot of the seniors that listen to us, but when you mail out a check, that gives a crook almost every bit of information that they need to go and steal money out of your bank account. Why? Have you looked and seen where you can just print your own? If you get your own checks, all you need is the routing number on the bottom, the account number that's on the bottom, a check number, doesn't have to be in sequence, and you can print out a check, and no one's going to know the difference between whether it's a forged check or a real check anymore. So when you put a check in mail, if somebody steals that mail either out of your mailbox or out of the government's mailbox or a bin or out of the recipient's mail or trash or whatever happens down the line, you're setting yourself up for problems. Don't want you to do that. Just a thought for you. You're listening to Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and financial markets. When we come back, some personal finance tip from Warren Buffett. I wonder if we can afford them. Most of the time in his stuff, he tells people to do things that only he can do or that he doesn't have to follow those rules. But we'll see what he has to say this time. He's got some, sometimes he comes up with good stuff for us. And Americans stress about retirement. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime on our number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/ Ron Siegel Radio on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You need some trusted guidance. This message and is your consumer advocate. I will be delivered every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. Good morning, my friend Bob. Good to see you online this morning in the Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Do you have some equity in your property? Many do. What are you doing? Why aren't you looking at the reverse mortgage? Well, it's a good question. Reverse mortgage is safer than most. I love this article because I just amazes me how many people can get out there and speak with no education. So I'm looking at an article that was from February 26th in the LA Times. And the question came in from one of their commentators in their business section. If you have never written about the new reverse mortgages, please consider it. I'm nearly 90 and the home equity conversion mortgage is too good to be true, is it? I've talked to a broker and a direct lender and attended a two-hour seminar on the subject. And here's the way the author of this article responded. Reverse mortgages once deserved their bad reputation, but changes to the Federal Housing Administration, HECM, H-E-C-M, Home Equity Conversion Mortgage Program, in recent years have made them safer and less expensive. They're still not a cheap way to borrow, though, because of the significant upfront costs. Using a home equity line of credit is often a better option if you can make the payments. A reverse mortgage may be an option if you can't make payments. These loans allow you to tap the equity of your home if you're 62 or older. The amount you borrow plus interest compounds over time and is paid off when you die, sell, or permanently move out. You can get the money lump sum in a series of monthly checks. There's a line of credit you can tap. The older you get, the more you can receive from your home, but you can't get the money all at once as you could in the past. If you choose the lump sum option, you only access 60% of your loan amount the first year. This restriction was put in to keep you from blowing through your equity too fast. While reverse mortgages have improved, some of the people touting them have not. Salespeople and scam artists sometimes try to push old people into reverse mortgages as a way to come up with cash to invest in their schemes. You're required to get counseling from someone approved by the U.S. Department of Housing and Development. to discuss how reverse mortgages work and how much you may, how much one may cost you. In addition, consider hiring a fee-only financial planner to give you advice. Now, would it make any sense? Number one, the individual that's sharing this probably has never done a reverse mortgage or counseled somebody on a reverse mortgage. I would also bet the financial planner has never done that and counseled somebody on that. Yet, and many of the financial planners, many, not all, where do they work? Well, J.P. Morgan Chase, Merrill Lynch, or Bank of America, Merrill Lynch. Getting a clue here where they're working at and the that they might have a different plan for you? Financial planners, they don't make money on the reverse mortgage. They make money when they sell you investments. Now, here's the fact of the matter, and I'll share with you, I do reverse mortgages. I've helped many people. I've counseled many people. I believe in the product high. In the last about year and a half, I think there's only been one person who's to pay anything at all for the reverse mortgage. Anything. No loan balance did not go up. There are ways that you can be guided and counseled. So the reverse mortgage that costs absolutely nothing, even no upfront costs. Now, you do have to pay for counseling. It's about $125. And the appraisal is about $500. That's it. And in some instances, even the appraisal cost was reimbursed to the people. Think about that concept. Now, compare it to the home equity conversion mortgage that the LA Times compared it to. The home equity conversion mortgage requires a payment. Not only does it require a payment, that generally it's an interest-only payment for the first 10 years. Again, I have that product available. I know quite a bit about it. For the first 10 years, you make interest-only payments. For the remaining 20 years, or the next 20 years after that, you make a fully amortized payment and you cannot draw more money on it. So if you're 62, you can draw money until 72, then what are you going to do? Other than start making a higher payment. The idea of reverse mortgage, you actually have the opportunity to make a payment or not make a payment, your choice. I highly recommend in most instances, again, not all, the adjustable rate product with the line of credit. That way you don't draw all the money up front. You draw enough money that it allows the for you. Then you do as you wish. You can put money back in. If you want to make a payment, if you want to take advantage of the tax benefits of it, if you want to take advantage of the Social Security benefit enhancements as it relates to this. These are all items that you can do if you're talking to somebody who really understands the product and is using it as a financial planning tool. I don't want you to think the idea here is that it's just a very high-priced option. The other area, if the market goes down, your line of credit does not go down with the FHA reverse mortgage. If your property value does go down, you're at the whim of the lending institution on the home equity line of credit. We did see a lot of those lines closed, or the available funds drop during the mortgage crisis in 2008. When you're in your 60s, 70s, 80s, you can't afford to have some of those things happen. You need a little more security. That's why the FHA program is so beneficial for people. Just a thought for you. Keep that in mind. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by Ask About Reverse Mortgages. So I told you I was going to give you some financial tips from Warren Buffett. This was a obviously Warren Buffett considered one of the best long-term investors of all time. So it's no wonder many people like to listen closely to his words of wisdom, see if they can apply them to their own life. Remember, he does certain things, he read his book, that you and I can't do, not available to us. So just remember that idea. Some of them are, number one, someone sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago is advice here. Lesson here is to be a forward thinker when it comes to personal finance, whether you're investing, saving, or spending. When you're deciding to put some money aside for emergencies, emergency actually happening, and how much easier your life will be if you have enough money set aside. Remember there, and again, I'm not giving you financial advice. Talk to a financial planner about this one. the Roth IRA might be a good place for you to set money aside for a problem down the road. You can take your money out of there. Your contribution can come out without penalty. It's the income that comes out with a penalty if you don't, if you're not a certain age. Again, get the specifics from your financial planner. Number two, only buy something you'd be perfectly happy to hold if the market shut down for 10 years. So what he's talking about is Buffett's philosophy has always been to buy and hold. He's not been a trader. He is an investor. So if you're not willing to hold the stock for 10 years, if you couldn't sell it, if the market was not liquid, his suggestion is it's probably not a good investment for you. Number three, price is what you pay. Value is what you get. When you're buying investment or anything else, the price you pay and the value you receive are all two different things. In other words, you should buy a stock if you believe its price is less than the intrinsic value of the business. Not simply because you think price is low. For example, if a market correction hit tomorrow and a certain stock were to fall by 10% along with the overall market, would business inherently be worth 10% less than it is today? Not. Simply if a stock rose rapidly, similarly, if the stock rose rapidly, it wouldn't necessarily mean that the value of the underlying business had risen as well. Be sure you consider value and price separately when making investing decisions. Number four, cash is to business as oxygen is to an individual. Never thought about when it is present, the only thing in mind when it is absent. One of the best reasons Berkshire Hathaway not only survives recessions and crashes, but tends to come out of them even better than it went in, is that Buffett understands the value of keeping an emergency fund. In fact, when the market was crashing in 2008, Berkshire had enough cash on it to make several very, very large, very, very lucrative investments, such as the purchase of Goldman Sachs warrants. It also made a purchase in Bank of America. Granted, Berkshire's rainy day fund is probably a little bit bigger than yours. Buffett insists on keeping a minimum of $20 billion in cash at all times, and the current total is around $85 billion. However, the same applies to your financial health. You have a decent stockpile of cash on hand. $85 billion is his current stockpile of cash. Holy cow. not too shabby right there. That's a significant amount of money. Risk comes from not knowing what you're doing. I love that concept that Buffett talked about. Risk comes from not knowing what you're doing. One of the best investments you can make is in yourself and the knowledge you have. That's why Buffett spends hours of every day reading and has done so for most of his life. The better educated you are on a topic, whether it's investing or anything else, the better you are to make wise decisions and avoid unnecessary risks. Most people avoid individual stocks. I seem a little strange coming from Buffett, since he's widely regarded as one of the best stock pickers of all time. Think about that. Think about how much research he can do into individual stock. Think about what his meaning is to an individual stock. He really can make a difference when he's talking about individual stock. You want the whole report? Just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to get that off to you. And remember, set that first radio reset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. Of course, a special thanks to you spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.